go to Mike Davis. Mike, I got you on here to talk special counsel, but you're kind of our legal Sherpa. Walk me through the McCarthy, a guy who aspires to be Speaker of the House, in the front of a board down in El Paso, Texas, throwing down saying, hey, you either resign, I'm going to impeach you. How heavy is that, sir?
I think it's pretty important if he's going to be the next Speaker of the House. If you have the Speaker of the House promising an impeachment, it's pretty likely there's going to be an impeachment. So it's the right thing to do legally, politically. It's good for McCarthy's chances of becoming Speaker. And it's a strong, important message to send to the Biden administration that we can't have antitrust amnesty in this country. We have laws and you have to enforce the border. We have a country here. And when you have 5 million people invading our southern border, 1 million getaways, you no longer have a country. And so
you're our legal guy, if you actually went to the process of the investigation, you got to do that first, can't make it political, to get the evidence to impeach Mike, let's say he digs in, screw you, you know, all you war room guys, you know, put it where it doesn't shine, I'm digging in. If you do the investigations, how do you impeach DHS when you don't also impeach the Attorney General? Isn't the Attorney General inextricably linked in the legal aspects, every aspect of everything related to the southern border and our sovereignty, sir?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they both should be impeached. They should both be impeached for overlapping reasons on immigration, on our lack of enforcement of our immigration laws. With Merrick Garland, he has politicized and weaponized the Justice Department to protect President Biden, his son Hunter, his brother James, the Biden administration, the Biden White House, and he's weaponized it against President Trump, his top aides, including you, Steve, President Trump supporters. We can't have two systems of justice in this country. And these two top officials in the Biden administration, Mayorkas and Garland, this is intentional what they're doing. This is not, they're not just, you know, they're not just morons who don't know how to do their jobs. This is willful violation of the law here. They are intentionally importing future Democrat voters when they have just completely fallen down and stopped enforcing our immigration laws. This is intentional from day one. They got rid of Remain in Mexico. They stopped building the wall. This is intentional. And just wait until Title 42 goes away in the next several weeks. We're going to see a flood of illegal economic migrants coming across our border.
By the way, CIS and Todd Benzman's told us this. Chuck Schumer, basically, he's people say, oh, Tucker's so terrible in replacement theory. I mean, Schumer laid it out exactly why they're doing it. Plain spoken. Mike, you just mentioned they're not morons, they're smart people. Did they not think through Jack Smith's wife? And is that grounds, you think, for recusal or termination or getting rid of him as a special counsel, the clear Trump hate of the wife, of the missus?
Well, here's the deal with Jack Smith. He is the prosecutor that Democrats bring in when they want to clean up a political mess like they did with John Edwards when he fell out of grace with the Democrat Party. They used Jack Smith to get rid of him. And then they used Jack Smith to get rid of potential Republican presidential candidates, like he did with Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell when he brought this bogus theory of corruption that was overturned 8-0 by the Supreme Court. It would have been 9-0 if Justice Scalia didn't pass away. It is very hard to lose unanimously on a criminal case before the Supreme Court. And Jack Smith found the way. He's going to pursue bogus legal theories to get President Trump. It is not a crime to keep presidential records. It is specifically allowed by the Presidential Records Act. Presidents can take personal copies of their records when they leave office, just like President Clinton did when he took 8 years of highly classified audio recordings of his presidency and put it in his
socket. Mike, can you hang on 1 second? I know you're busy. I just want to keep you through the break for one or two more questions. Mike Davis. Mike Davis, we had Ralph Norman on from South Carolina 5 this morning. He says, hey, likes Kevin McCarthy, nice guy. I've really done a lot to help, you know, recruit people, but he doesn't think he's tough enough for what has to happen in 2023. Have you ever seen, you've been around a while, have you ever seen a guy, the nominee for speaker, a guy at that level, a man or woman at that level, calling out a sitting cabinet officer and said, either resign or I'm going to impeach you? Is that a kind of a fire breather?
I like what I hear so far. I want to see where he is on big tech and if he's actually going to hold Google, Amazon, Facebook, and Apple accountable. But so far, so good in his audition to Speaker of the House.
Ralph Norman specifically mentioned Big Tech. He said he thought there was a problem, a big problem. He had weighed and measured that, but I'm just putting it out there. Norman said, hey, Big Tech was one of his three or four checklists that he didn't think he was there on. But you have to, you're open to see what he's got to say. Is it a requirement, a sine qua non of getting the speakership to commit that you will zero out the appropriations for special counsel, maybe even more if you have to take on the Justice Department to shut this nonsense down?
I think it's important that you do that because what the special counsel appointment is illegitimate. You have someone in this Jack Smith who is a Democrat heat-seeking missile to take out Republican presidential candidates like he did with Bob McDonnell, like he's trying to do now with President Trump. They're investigating non-crimes, the non-crime of objecting to a presidential election like Democrats did in 1969, 2001, 2005, 2017. They're investigating the non-crime of taking personal copies of presidential records, just like President Clinton did when he had 8 years of audio recordings, highly classified audio recordings in his sock drawer. It is perfectly legal for a president to do that. It's contemplated by federal statute. And here's the problem. Attorney General Merrick Garland appoints a special counsel to investigate his boss's political enemy, President Trump, but he doesn't appoint a special counsel to investigate clear evidence that his boss, President Biden, his son Hunter, and his brother James could be on Ukrainian and Chinese payrolls. The president could be compromised, and that doesn't call for a special counsel, but going after President Trump for non-crimes does. This is nonsense. It is a political witch hunt, and yes, this should be zeroed out by House Republicans.
How do people go to your site to find out about this Big Tech, your crusade, and what you're saying is the biggest issue? By the way, Ralph Norman brought it up. He agrees with it. This thing about taking on Big Tech is on his top two or three. Where do they go on your site to find to get all access to information? Mike Davis.
I will say to Kevin McCarthy, we will take converts. There's no problem with past positions. We'll take converts in this Big Tech fight. It's Article3Project.org, Article3Project.org. At Article 3 Project, at Article Number 3 Project on Getter, Twitter, Truth. And my personal is MRDDMIA, MRDDMIA. And if you go to Article3Project.org/war room, there's a site for the War Room posse to look at the specific bills, and how to contact Congress. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you for doing that. Also, make sure you always got to watch Mike on not just Getter, but on Twitter.